Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
As Rashad mentioned, the Portland Trail Blazers will be taking on the Golden State Warriors tonight. The Golden State Warriors will be without Draymond Green because he's an asshat.
He is.
I mean, he is. Bro, this whole, we need to help that guy out. Yeah, there's nothing to help. Like, he's not, outside of basketball, he's not a bad dude. No, like, not criminal history. He's a family man. Like, he's a good guy. But on the court, he's an asshat. And that's who he's been. Killed me when Steve Kerr said, you know, we need to change the guy that, you know, the guy that choked Rudy, the guy that punched Jordan Poole, the guy that, just did this with Yusuf Nurkic. That's the guy that needs to change. The decade before that, I'm like, the decade before that, he was kicking Steven Adams in the nuts, running down Houston Rockets players from behind and slide tackling them. He also forgot about the part of DeMontis Sabonis getting his chest stomped.
Didn't just start 12 months ago,
dude. Come on. For real, it's just like this whole he needs to change. We need to make him better. You know, like one, it's an insult to people that have like actual issues in day to day life and that don't make millions of dollars a year and can wipe their tears away with Benjamins and then burn the Benjamin right after that.
As Draymond has pointed out several times when he's been criticized, by the way, for these actions, he goes to in the post game, I make $30 million. I'm fine.
Yeah. So quite honestly, nothing's going to change. Like you can give him 5, 10, 15, 20 the rest of the season. He'll come back. He'll do the same thing eventually. Like, it's just who he is. It's how he plays. He's a smaller post player forward that he needs to do stuff like this to give himself an advantage physically and mentally against these players. But, dude, cut the crap with this whole he needs help. We need to make him better, and he needs to take time away from the game. And no.
No. What needs to happen, he needs to be out of the league. There's no space for Draymond is trash. Let's just go ahead and say that. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. He gets all this credit for being such a good passer. Yes, you have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, two of the top 4 or 5 shooters of all time on your team.
And then you throw in
a Harrison Barnes who was really good when he was there. And then you throw in Andrew Wiggins who was really good. And then you throw in Kevin Durant. Nothing that they've been successful for, it has to do with Draymond Green. You're an undersized forward who plays with a lot of energy. That's what it is. He plays with energy. He's essentially Kenneth Faried is who he is, but Faried was at least more exciting. Kick Steven Adams a few times. Kick Kyrie in the back. Kick James Harden. So for all the every NBA player that's so graceful and knows how to use their body, he just doesn't know how to not flail his legs and do that stuff. The shot with LeBron in the groin, the shot to James Harden's throat. Obviously, this is before we're getting to him punching Nurkic or hitting Nurkic, and before we get to the Rudy Gobert thing, the Anthony Davis thing, the Grant Williams stuff that he had, pulling on Jaylen Brown. Like, there's so many things that this fool has done. It's like, why did Herb Jones kicked him? Why do we keep allowing this fool to be in the league? He's reckless. And I think the best message you can get across to him is thank you for playing. We appreciate it. You got four championships, bro. You'll be fine. But you're out of you can't be in this NBA anymore. You can't be in the league.
Like, are you saying like he just shouldn't like just
I'm not even done.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
He stepped on Sabonis, you know, and then all the other little things that he's done. It's like, bro, like you're actively trying to get yourself kicked out the league. And then I saw an interview that Rashid had, or not interview, but Rashid is talking to Gilbert Arenas, who I can't stand.
Oh my God. Cannot Gilbert stand Arenas, Gilbert Arenas, dude.
But, you know, Rashid was like, man, you know, Draymond obviously being from the Detroit, the Michigan area and everything. When the Pistons were over there, I guess Draymond was in the locker room and hearing how they was talking and hearing what they was doing and wanted to kind of be like those dudes, want to be like Rip and Chauncey and Ben Wallace and, you know, all them, you know, not thugs, but on the court, you know, them beasts.
Dude, yeah.
You know, they were dudes. And so he really wanted to be like them. Only thing is, they weren't dirty. There was nothing dirty about Sheed. There was nothing dirty about Ben Wallace. There was nothing dirty about Rip and Chauncey Billups. I don't know where this comes from Draymond, but he needs real mental help or mental health supports, and I don't think he's going to get those while playing in the league.
I just think that's BS. Like, he's not depressed. He doesn't have anxiety. Like, no, he's not like stressed out from his out. Like, I understand he's a human. These are all athletes. They have lives outside of basketball. But there's nothing that indicates to me that this dude needs to go see a therapist because he can't control his body on the basketball court.
Draymond is a bully. He is one of them dudes. He didn't grow up looking very good. People said he used to look like Donkey or something like that for the longest time.
Donkey. Like,
yeah, he's one of those guys that, yeah, I can imagine being bullied, not bullied your whole life, but being talked about because you're not super cute and you're, I mean, as an athlete,
talking about me,
as a high school basketball player, Draymond was great. But it's just one of those things, man. Yeah, I think there's more. I think there's more to it there. And
so you're saying he's got to lay on the couch with Dr. Melfi from Sopranos and talk about his mutter?
Yeah, she was hot.
It might not hurt. It might not hurt.
Lorraine Brasco, yes, please. I think I have a problem with why it's festered to this point and the NBA taking so long to...
Because there's no accountability?
No, exactly. And that's just, it's not just with Draymond. I guess this may be more beyond a Draymond Green problem. However, he's a perfect example of the NBA letting a problem fester for years upon years upon years. And I said this Friday on primetime, I find it ironic as hell that the day after... this elbow or push to Daniel Tice by Chris Paul elicits a flagrant one in their game against the Clippers. The day after, all these Golden State Warriors players and their coach are talking about how this guy that's, you know, physically pushing people around and really mean and bullies people and hits them really hard and punches
really
teammates needs help. And it's like, dude, you had another guy doing that, and he's been doing that for 15 years in the league. Nobody cares what Chris Paul does until all of a sudden it becomes a problem. There's problems that are already festering, and they take way too long to be dealt with. So that's my issue.
Yeah, and Chris Paul, he sees what Draymond does. He had to remind the league, you forgot how dirty of a player I was.
Right. And how much he bitches, too. The Warriors are like it's like a bitch fest every game with those guys. But
the entire NBA is a bitch fest.
Yeah, everybody in the
NBA. But Chris Paul is like the king.
I don't know. Have you seen Damian Lillard play far as every single time something happens? He's looking right at the ref.
No, I'm a Dame fan. He should get every call.
Exactly.
I'm kidding.
Exactly.
I'm just, I'm done. Like, it's just like, and I understand, I heard Sook talking about it, and Shaq also said it too. Nurkic, get up. Like, I understand.
No, he's selling it. He sold the hell out of that.
But also, like, let's be real. He hit him in the face. He punched Jordan Poole in the face, stomped on DeMontis Sabonis. Like, bro, what if that hits something in the wrong way? Homeboy's got a broken orbital bone. Like, you sucker punched Jordan Poole. Like, sometimes that happens in life.
That's the thing. You walked up on him.
That
and
happens
you wouldn't
in
expect
life.
Him to
and
do.
Sometimes people get seriously injured from getting punched in the face and getting hit in the face. Can't see out of the eye anymore. Again, broken orbital bone. Stomp on a dude's shit. Like, other than football, what other profession can you go commit assault and get away with it?
Hockey.
Yeah. I mean, besides those really physical sports,
you fall down on the ground. Yeah.
Rugby. It's a short list.
Well, good rinse, Draymond, but this is all new media, man. We got to change the perception of these players, right? Old media is just doing them no justice.
I think it's a good idea.
You will not see Draymond Green on the court tonight in Portland, which I know we're all just very unfortunate about. But you'll see the Ducks here. We'll hear Ducks here in about 30 minutes on Tanny the Fan. And plenty of NFL football throughout the rest of the day. Rashad and Jordan and I... we will be back together in the new year. We'll not be here next week for Christmas Eve. We'll not be here for New Year's Eve. But we will see you in 2024. Thank you for riding with us and making 2023 awesome. Absolutely. Appreciate both of you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Appreciate you. Love you guys.
Appreciate the listeners out there. Have a great Sunday. Peace.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.